Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, August 15th, 2014, and this is Alan Ward reporting. I am a member of Denver Council 9, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. For some time now, since the implementation of the new payroll system, flight attendants at domestic domiciles have received separate paychecks for regular flight pay, per diem, duty-free, and incentive or bonus payments. Flight attendants at international domiciles were handled similarly, with one exception. Incentive or bonus payments were included with the regular flight pay. Flight attendants at domestic domiciles last received a separate incentive or bonus payment on May 30, 2014. We have recently become aware of a change the company has made in the payroll system and now includes these incentive or bonus payments with the regular pay. The most recent incentive payment of $125 is included in our August 16, 2014 pay advice with the regular pay. We have also received questions asking why these payments are listed on our pay advices as incentive non-eligible. These amounts are not considered to be qualifying wages as defined in Section 5J1F of our contract. These payments are not contractual and are being made to employees outside of the collective bargaining process. When the language in Section 5J1F became part of our contract, these payments were not a consideration. In addition, when management implemented the incentive program and advised the union these payments would be made, it was established that these payments were not being made pursuant to the contract and were, therefore, ineligible for consideration in the determination of profit sharing. As a reminder, the United Learning Network, the ULN, will not be available from 1200 Central Time on Friday, August 15th, through 9 a.m. Central Time on Monday, August 18th, 2014. During this upgrade, the ULN will not be available for any training during this period. Today's payroll is generating a number of questions as it pertains to Alliant Credit Union deductions. Specifically, people are noticing that some deductions are coming from each of the various paychecks flight attendants receive, per diem, salary, and duty-free. To the extent the total funds aren't there, the amount of the check is being transferred. For example, if a flight attendant has set a $500 transfer to savings, which formerly came only from the regular pay, the new system is processing this transfer differently. Now, in addition to transferring the money from regular pay, the system will attempt to take the entire amount from duty P, duty free, and per diem checks. If the check amounts are less than $500, the entire amount of the check will then be transferred to Alliant. Of greater significance, if the balance of your paycheck is transferred to another financial institution, depending on the amount of your Alliant Credit Union deductions, the amount of money you expect to be transferred elsewhere may not be available. When asked how flight attendants were notified of this change, reference was made to United's Alliant FAQ document in which the answer to the question could be found. Specifically, how will domestically based flight attendant per diem and incentive checks be affected by this change? Answer: all of the direct deposits that you set up are taken from each check, including per diem, duty-free, and performance bonus checks. The payroll system follows the priority and the amounts that you set up for your direct deposits. For example, suppose you have a $200 Alliant deduction. Prior to the transition, $200 would be deducted from your first and 16th of the month checks, but not from the per diem or duty-free checks. After the transition, the $200 Alliant direct deposit would be deducted from your first and 16th of the month checks and also from the per diem and duty-free checks. Assuming you had a $700 per diem check, $200 would go to your Alliant account and $500 would go to your net balance direct deposit. Assuming your duty-free incentive was $30, all of it would go to your Alliant account. We have reiterated that the information was not prominently communicated to flight attendants and that change of this magnitude is clearly something that deserved more than a cursory reference to a Q&A document. United's entire Alliant Credit Union Q&A is now available from our website. Your United AFA MEC Benefits Committee is happy to bring you an open enrollment for Aflac CAIC Voluntary Insurance Plans. Enrollment will run from Monday, September 1st, 2014, through Friday, October 3rd, 2014. Enrollment can be done online or over the phone. Insurance plans include short-term disability, accident, critical illness, including cancer coverage, and hospital indemnity. On the enrollment website, you will find plan summaries, a question and answer document, and information on plans including pricing. You also have the ability to add and see beneficiaries and are able to access claim forms. The toll-free number to talk to an enrollment representative is 855-236-9743 between the hours of 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. Visit our Aflac page on the United MEC website for additional information, including a Q&A, and to access the enrollment website. This week, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, announced the launch of the first authorized app to expedite a traveler's entry process into the United States. Mobile Passport Control, MPC, will allow eligible travelers to submit their passport information and customs declaration form via a smartphone or tablet prior to CBP inspection. In partnership with CBP, Airside Mobile, the developers of the app, and Airports Council International North America, that's ACI-NA, they are conducting a pilot program at the Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta. iPhone and iPad users can download the app for free from Apple's App Store. There are five easy steps to MPC. Download the Mobile Passport Control app from the Apple App Store prior to arriving. Create a profile with your passport information. It is important that you enter your last name and then your first and middle names exactly as they appear on your passport. Complete the new trip section upon arrival in the United States. Submit your customs declaration form through the app to receive an electronic receipt with an encrypted quick response QR code. This receipt will expire 4 hours after being issued. Bring your passport and smartphone or tablet with your digital barcoded receipt to a CBP officer. AFA has confirmed with the CBP and Airside Mobile that flight crew may use the mobile transport app. For more information about the mobile passport app, visit www.mobilepassport.us. As more information becomes available, we will inform you in all ways possible. Joint negotiations with United Management has concluded this week in Denver. The next two-week session will begin on September 8, 2014, also in Denver. To receive today's Our United newsletter and the most up-to-date information regarding joint negotiations, make sure you are signed up for the Our United newsletter at www.ourunited.org. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.